good afternoon, good evening from whichever part of the world you are tuning into. This is Sidisha Verma from Branding by Pixels, and today is Tuesday. Tuesday, I generally record a digital marketing topic, but given that we are in the month of December, I have chosen a very unique topic for this specific week. December is the month for Thanksgiving, for the month of Christmas, for celebrations, and also for reflection. Most of us take some time out on December to think about the past year, to think about the goals for the new year. And probably some of you have been thinking about creating your own small business and don't have any idea regarding which of the business will actually work best. So that is the reason today's podcast is about top 20 business ideas for 2022, which will need zero investment and which you can start with minimal skills. Again, given that podcast is specifically on Anchor is allowed only for 30 minutes, I will try to break down these 20 business ideas and cover as many ideas in this podcast at this point of time as possible. But if I'm not able to cover all the 20 business ideas here, I would put a link in the description here of my YouTube channel that you could go ahead and look for the remaining business ideas. So let us get into it. The first business idea that I would like to talk about today is translator service. Given that many big brands and companies are creating a lot of content, but these companies have also understood that to make sure that the content reaches to many more people, and also people feel an affinity to their regional languages. So these huge brands, even companies like Prime and Netflix, they're trying to create content in the regional languages as well. So they are using something called as translator service. So if you have knowledge, if you can write, speak, and also read other languages apart from English. So it could be Mexican, it could be Hindi, it could be Telugu, Tamil, Malayalam, it could be French. If you have learned any of these languages in your school, then you could start this service as a translator. The way to reach out to companies to become a translator officially for their brand's content is you could create a profile on Fiverr, Fiverr.com, which is a platform wherein different freelancers go ahead and create their profiles. Then what happens is either you create a profile and then people reach out to you for the different services that they want from you, or you could directly reach out to brands by yourself and then you could start this discussion regarding translator service. So again, this business idea doesn't need any investment and it is with minimal skills. Idea number two is to become an app tester. As you know, many companies who foray into the digital space, specifically in the e-commerce space, create their own apps. But it is important not just to create an app, but to test its features depending on the screen size. It could also depend on the OS that the mobile app works in. So all these companies which are creating their own apps, they're looking for app testers. And to become an app tester, you don't need to have too much of a skill. You don't need to have any coding skills specifically. But what you need is a smartphone, which all of us have, and an internet connection. Again, one of the ways to reach out to companies to start this business of app tester is to create a profile on Fiverr. You could go ahead, research regarding what other people are putting up on their profiles in Fiverr. Start with lesser pricing than what they are quoting. And there is definitely an opportunity out there wherein you will start getting business. So most of these companies, when they're looking for app testers, they're looking for people who can test the different features of the app, how it is loading in a particular OS. So if you have two different phones of two different OS, one of Android and one of Apple, that way also you can get much more revenue. So you can bill higher because you can test on both of these phones. Now, coming to business idea number three. Business idea number three is to write product reviews. Again, e-commerce space is booming. And most of the companies which are dealing with these products, they are looking for people to write reviews. You don't have to specifically be an influencer to write reviews. They're looking for reviews to be written on platforms like Amazon, Etsy, eBay, etc. So either you buy the product and write a review and then you charge them the cost of the product, or the company will send you a product, you just review the product and then you write a review. Another way, again, to reach out to companies is to create your own profile on Fiverr. Or what you could do is you could directly reach out to people on Facebook, Instagram, because most of the e-commerce companies have an active presence on Facebook, Instagram and Pinterest. And what you could tell them is you would also include a small probably video regarding the review and you would put it up on your YouTube channel. Put up a link to their website or to the specific product page. That way you can add more value to the company, but for yourself as well, you would have created a YouTube channel which probably over a period of time can gather more subscribers and can get you more views. That way you could also monetize and create a small passive income source on the site. Now, business idea number four is to create your own blog. Of course, there have been so many internet gurus who have been talking about the specific passive income source, which is creating your own blog. And voila, once you are done with that, money will come to you. But that is not how your blog actually works. The way to make money out of a blog is Google AdSense or affiliate marketing. Now, if you specifically look at Google AdSense, Google has so many conditions. One of the conditions that Google has is you have to be 18 plus years of age. So if you are a high schooler, if you are in middle school, then this is not an option for you, because Google will never approve a Google AdSense if you create your own blog and not 18 years of age. Apart from that, you also need to select the category. And when you select a category for your blog, there are two different caveats. One is you have to, of course, think about your specific interest in that topic, because when you have to create a blog, it is not just one blog. It has to be a consistent effort across at least 1 year before you can make any money out of it. So to do that, if you don't have any interest in the topic and you're just trying to write a blog because that caters to more people, then you will not be, it won't be a sustainable thing. So first of all, it is about your interest. Second of all, it is about also the audience that you can gather to your blog. So for example, let us say I live in India and I want to write about Tollywood. Tollywood is generally for celebrities who work in my regional language, which is Telugu. So if I write my blog on Tollywood, somebody who is living in US and American may not be interested in specifically reading my blog. So in that sense, I will not be able to cater to a larger audience, which is English speaking audience. So rather than that, if I could choose a topic on electronics, electronics is of course an evergreen topic and it is of interest to everybody. So though there is some competition in the specific topic of electronics, if I am able to put out quality content, I will definitely gather an audience. And that way, whenever Google AdSense looks at my blog, it can also put up international brands ads on my page and I can get paid better. So these are the different caveats that you need to look at. Now, I'm also putting a link in the description wherein this is a Google AdSense calculator. So depending on the category that you have chosen, depending on the region that you have chosen, you could actually go ahead to this Google AdSense calculator and see how much money you can earn for 50,000 views on your blog page. So if you're interested in this business idea, go ahead and check that out before you create your own blog. Business idea number 5 is social media, monetizing social media channels. Did you know that you could also earn money from your Facebook and Instagram profiles? Facebook has launched a new feature, which is Facebook monetization. What Facebook is doing currently is, if you have a specific video wherein you are getting a lot of views, you could actually put ads in between that video and earn money from it. It is just like your YouTube, wherein once you have uploaded a video, if you keep getting lots of views on it, you could, using YouTube ads, you could make a neat side income. So that is what Facebook is also doing. But to do that, you should have created original content. So you cannot just take clips from different movies and then put it up on Facebook. And that kind of video, even though it might be getting a lot of views, will not be eligible for Facebook monetization. It should be original content, something that you have created, probably on a product or service that you are offering, probably a content piece that you have created for a client, or probably a content piece that you have created for yourself. So anything that is original and has 6 lakh minutes of watch time over the past 60 days is eligible for Facebook monetization. And apart from that, you could also make money out of Instagram. Let us say you have a lot of followers, you could make money using influencer marketing. The way that influencer marketing works is, if you talk about a specific company's product or service, the company will pay you certain money because they are trying to reach the audience that you have. And because you already have a credibility with your audience, when you talk about the product or service, there is a high probability that these audience would go and buy that product or service from that company. If you have a lot of followers on Instagram, you could reach out to companies directly on direct messages and tell them that you are willing to do an influencer marketing campaign for them. I have also created a podcast on influencer marketing. So if you want to understand more about how influencer marketing actually works, you could go ahead and listen to that podcast as well. Now, business idea number 6 is online courses. Courses or online e-learning is a booming segment. It is expected to be $1 trillion industry in the future. And during the pandemic, most of us have gone to different online course platforms like Udemy, Coursera, Skillshare to upgrade ourselves. And we will keep doing that because many people are trying to reskill themselves or upskill themselves to get to a better position in life. So online courses is a great opportunity. If you have any skill, you could create a course for yourself and put it up on the platforms like Udemy, Coursera, Skillshare, etc. and make a side income. Now, the skills don't have to be specifically regarding marketing because that is a very competitive space. Your skill could be as simple as gardening. Your skill could be as simple as how to keep the house organized. Your skill could be as simple as how to decorate your home with minimal budgets. So if you have any interest in these and you hear people telling you that you are great at it, probably you could take out that camera and start recording for a course. And then put that course up on Udemy, Skillshare, Coursera. Also promote it in your own network, in your relatives, in your colleagues' network. And then start making a side income. Now, business idea number 7 is consulting services. Again, this ties back to your online courses. If you have a particular skill, you could also, and you don't want to create an elaborate online course because creating an online course is not easy. It is hard work. So if you don't want to do that, you could become a consultant. So consultants generally charge per the hour. And if you have any skill that people really want to learn from you, then you could just become a consultant and teach it to them. And you could tell them every week for 1 hour, I would be coming live on YouTube or Facebook. And this particular group of people that have already paid you could join that specific platform and then learn the skill from you. If you have any other skills, like you could be great at accounting, you could be great at systems, you could also reach out to small business owners, because many small business owners struggle with these aspects of accounting and systems. So you could tell them that you would work as a consultant, and because they will be only charging you for the hour, once they implement whatever you have taught them, you could come back and then charge them for the next hour. So this way, their risk is also minimal working with you. Now, coming to business idea number 8. Business idea number 8 is pets caring. With the pandemic, there has been a rise in the number of pets being adopted by different families. So because of the pandemic, most of us have understood the value of human touch, but there was no way that we could go out and meet people. That is where pets came into our life, and they were able to take care of our loneliness. But now that most of the people are going back to offices, at least in India, that is what is happening. There is no way that we can take the pet along with us. So we need somebody who can take care of the pet while we are at work. And also specifically, if you're planning to go on a vacation, there are so many hotels which do not allow your pets to travel with you. In that case, you still need somebody to take care of the pet. So pets caring is a great business idea. It is a booming sector. If you really like working, I mean, if you really like cats, dogs, birds, etc., and you are friendly with them, they're also friendly with you, then you should definitely look at this business idea. It is a small business idea, so you don't need too much of an investment. You just need probably some treats for dogs and cats, and probably some playthings that you need to invest in. Now, business idea number 9 is reselling on Amazon. Reselling on Amazon means you don't have to invest money, do any drop shipping, or buy products and sell on Amazon. With this specific idea that I am talking about, what you could do is probably you could go to a neighboring store, and if they are creating any unique artifacts, if they are creating any handmade items, you could go ahead and talk to them about how you can market their products on platforms like Amazon, Etsy, eBay. And once a sale happens, you would be charging them a commission for the sale that has taken place because of your marketing. So you could also do that by talking about you as a reseller. So it just doesn't have to be one store. It could be multiple stores in your neighborhood. Most of the store owners, they would love to have an opportunity to showcase their products on all these other platforms. But most of them, either they are too busy with their own store, they have to take care of everything at the store, or they don't have any time to learn a new skill or not inclined to learn a new skill. So they would definitely appreciate you going ahead and working with them on trying to sell their products. And with the pandemic, they would definitely be open to opportunities like this. So if you could just walk around in your neighborhood and convince a few stores to do this, this could be a huge business potential. Now, business idea number 10 is affiliate marketing. Again, we have seen so many gurus on the internet talking about affiliate marketing. And affiliate marketing really makes sense if you could have a very good blog. So again, this ties back into business idea number 4, which is your own blog. So as long as you have a core audience who is willing to, who has credibility with you, who is loyal to you, who understand that whenever XYZ is talking about a specific thing, they know what they're talking about, your affiliate marketing business will get you a good passive income. Now, before you can do affiliate marketing, you need to remember the difference between influencer marketing and affiliate marketing. With influencer marketing, you just talk about the product or service and you get paid. But with affiliate marketing, the payment only happens when you talk about the product and somebody buys that specific product. So only on the sale, you get a small commission. And that is the difference between influencer marketing and affiliate marketing. So that means the gathering that you have or the audience that you have should be that much more loyal, should be that much more open to working with you. And you have to register with different companies to become an affiliate marketer. And once those companies approve, only then you would be allowed to put that specific link of the product or service in your website. And that is how affiliate marketing actually works. Again, there are certain caveats before affiliate marketing can start producing you results and start producing you money. But if you are looking at a long term, that is, if you must have heard my podcast on the parable of the pipeline, and most of the millionaires and billionaires across the world have multiple streams of income. They're not just dependent on one stream of income. So if that is the kind of life that you want to build for yourself, you have to definitely look at affiliate marketing. You have to definitely look at blogs, because once you develop these are passive income streams for life. Though you have to keep working on building new content in your blog, though you can reach, you might have to research and reach out to different companies to become an affiliate marketer with them, though you have to do this kind of work, so it is not exactly passive. Passive meaning you don't just sit and then relax and then money will keep pumping into your account. You still have to do some work, but at least once you do the work, from that link, you will keep getting money. From that blog, you can keep making money through Google AdSense. So these business streams, you have to definitely look at if that is the kind of lifestyle that you want to build for yourself. So these are the top 10 business ideas that I have created for you. There is a list of 10 more and a bonus of 2 business ideas at the end of this podcast as well. But because of the time constraint, I'm not able to record it at this point of time. But I will leave my YouTube video link in the description below. You could go ahead and watch the rest of the video in my YouTube channel, Digital Marketing for Business Owners. I hope you found this content interesting. This is Sirisha Varma, founder, chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company, coming live to you from India. I record podcasts 3 times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tuesday, I talk about a digital marketing topic. Thursday, I talk about a business case study. And Saturday, I do a business book review. So if you like my content, please do share it with the group of people that might help, that might find this content helpful. Apart from that, all my details are in the description below. So if you want me to cover a specific topic or you just want to say hi, then drop me a note at sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. That is sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. I'll see you again this Thursday with a business case study podcast. Please do take care. Bye-bye.